Hey, this is Natalia.
And this is Mary.
Welcome to our Cold War podcast, where we talk about the space race in more depth.
We hope you enjoy.
The time was 1957 when the Sputnik that was made by the USSR launched into the outer space. This was the start of the space race. The space race was a competition between the USSR and America for dominance in spaceflight capability. People living in this time era would see NASA being supported by the government in Washington, D.C., making new technology to beat the USSR. There would be a spaceship and rocket launchers, smells of gasoline and fire, all by the NASA space station. The common American would talk about this all the time in their cookie cutter homes because this was a big deal to fight communism when then JFK became president.
In 1960, JFK became president of the United States. He was the youngest president, he always wore freshly pressed suits, and everyone loved him. JFK believed we would be first to the moon by the end of the decade. Yuri Gagarin was the first in outer space, so America lost to the USSR in that race. Later in 1962, John Glenn became the first man to orbit Earth. He was from Ohio and led to the moon landing. Unfortunately, JFK never got the chance to see the moon landing in 1969 as he was assassinated in 1968. Neil Armstrong was also from Ohio and was the first man on the moon. A monumental moment for America and the Cold War.
The space race went back and forth between the USSR and America. Both countries made both monumental impacts on technology today and the outcome of the Cold War. JFK was the president who led us through the most difficult period of the Cold War.
Yuri Gagarin and Sputnik helped lead to the technology that got John Glenn into orbit and Armstrong onto the moon. The space race was one of the most impactful moments in the Cold War.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Bye.